And if it affected his voice, you'd say he got a little bit
lost his voice, or that what you mean?
Or he might say, well, I can't talk too plain, I'm a little bit
hoarse.
Mm-hmm. Or if he did that, he's got a little
cold.
Or what do you say he did? He had
to cough. Mm-hmm.
And if, I don't know, late at night, person might say, well, I think I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit
tired
or
tuckered down or lazy or
sleepy. But after you go to sleep, say you might say, well, at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll
be all right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Matter of fact, I'll, when you open your eyes, you say,
I get up.
We're talking about somebody else who's still sleeping. You might say, well, so-and-so's still sleeping. You better go in there and
wake him up.
What about somebody who just can't hear very well? You say he's almost stone
deaf.
Or if you get out in the hot sun and begin to work, it's not long before you begin to
sweat.
Sometimes people get these places on their skin, they're got a white spot right in the middle of them, you know, and kind of red around them. Sometimes you have to mash that thing.
Pimple.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard those called anything else?
Just bumps.
Bumps.
Yeah.
What about boil?
Yeah. They have water in them, I think.
Kind of like what some people might call a blister.
Yeah. But it's not water really in a bowl, I don't guess. It's usually more liquid in a bowl than it is a pimple. Or something.
Well, what do you call that white stuff?
Pus.
Mm-hmm. And say if a bee stung you on your hand, when it gets big, you say your hand did what?
Boiling up.
Mm-hmm.
Or swelled up.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about if a man got shot in the leg? You might have to take him to the doctor so the doctor could treat the
wound.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a place like that didn't heal cleanly? Kind of got this old whitish, crumbly kind of flesh forming around it, you know? What kind of flesh is that? Not sure. You ever heard people call that proud flesh?
Brown flesh?
Proud flesh.
Right, yeah.
That's what it is, if it doesn't heal cleanly.
I get it. I don't know.
Well, what about, say if you cut your finger and you didn't want it to get infected, what's that? Some of that liquid you might get from the medicine cabinet to put on it?
Alcohol,
or this brown stuff that really stings?
Phthalate, and campophonique.
Uh-huh. What about eye?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes when people got sick from malaria, they'd take this white, bitter tasting powder, you know. Do you remember what that's called?
Sulfur, wasn't it?
Sulfur. I think sulfur is kind of yellowish.
Yeah.
For malaria, they'd take.
Penicillin?
Might.
Morphine?
You ever heard of, for malaria, taking quinine?
Quinine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Took a lot of that, but it's all in liquid.
Oh, is that right?
Not kidding.
Well, say it.
Ball at the top.
It's rough stuff, huh? Yeah. Yeah, my daddy, when he was real young, he was on a farm and got accidentally bitten by a fox, I think. And it turned out later on that the thing, well, they didn't know whether it was rabbit or not, but they caught it, and they were having it, I think they sent the head.